Hey, sweet one. Welcome to the Pleasures in Piedmont series of the Divine Living Podcast. It's such a joy and pleasure to be with you today. The sun is peeking out over the hills of where I'm at in a little village called Doliani. It's a little village kind of in the Barolo area of Piemonte, as the Italians say it. And this episode is sponsored by the Divine Direction Events. I am so excited to invite you to take action today to come join me live in the room in Chicago or Miami in November or December. And you can see all the dates and locations at divineliving.com/direction. This is going to be such a life-changing opportunity. If you are a woman in real estate, if you are a coach, an author, a speaker in corporate looking for something else to do with your career, it's really about getting the divine guidance and divine direction. That's why it's called that. So get your ticket today. And all the details are in, there's a link in the show notes, or you can go to the link I just mentioned. All righty. Well, yesterday I shared, I was kind of in a different mood because a family member of mine is not doing well with a particular drug addiction and others. And it was amazing how, you know, how much work I had to do to not let it cloud my day, to be caring, compassionate, and think of all of the people that are involved in this person's life. Including children, so that, you know, anyways, thinking about all the people involved was really, really heartbreaking. And I shared in yesterday's podcast how I dismantle distraction. And today I'm feeling a little bit better, and I'm going to tell you why. There was a part of me that was really like, okay, I'm going to take personal responsibility. I'm going to care for these people, but also set boundaries and that kind of thing. And when I sat down to pray for this family and to pray for healing, I became inspired to take a particular action. And I was amazed at how the thought of taking that action was actually less energy draining than kind of trying to push it away and push it at bay. And so that's what I wanted to talk about today. You don't have to be dealing with severe dysfunction or addiction in your family for this to be the place. This can be as simple as, you know, when you like say you're going to work out or say you're going to do anything for that matter, write your sales page, do your newsletter, make a phone call, follow up on leads, and you don't. And then it nags at you all day, all day, all day. But if you just go work out in the morning, then it's done and you're not even thinking about it. Or if you just go follow up on those leads or make the phone calls or do the thing that you say that you're going to do, you feel so much better. And that's exactly what I did today. I got up early. I woke up around 6 o'clock just naturally. And I came downstairs. P.S. We're in a new Airbnb and I just posted a home tour. This place is gorgeous. On Instagram, both in feed and in stories, actually. So you can check out where I'm at if you're looking for some eye candy inspiration. So I got up, I woke up naturally, walked downstairs, and before I even made coffee, I just decided to sit in the silence of the early morning and meditate. And it just felt good. It felt peaceful. And then I started reading, and what I'm reading right now is about consciousness and personal responsibility. And personal responsibility in the sense that we are in charge. We create our own reality. And particularly with this family dynamic, sometimes, you know, I can be tempted to think like these things are happening to me or it's outside of my control. And though, of course, I and we don't have control over others, we do have control over our experience. And there's some other things that like aren't going exactly the way I'd love them to in my life. And like, it felt like it was because of other people. And reading this book this morning really got me dialed into, Gina, you change your perception of yourself and your life will change. And it really comes down to that. I do teach this a lot more extensively at the Divine Direction event. So if you're looking to get like a whole new level of manifestation down, make sure you come join us. And really placing, like really taking responsibility on where I place my focus. And it felt so good. It felt so good to know that I can shapeshift, I can transform, I can up-level any area of my life, and particularly these couple of areas that I'm not so thrilled with right now. I don't have to like sit there in the not thrilledness of it. I don't have to sit there even in the discomfort of it or the uncertainty of it. I get to consciously impress upon the universe the vision that I have. And faith is the evidence of things not seen. I was also reminded this morning that we are renewed by the transformation of our minds. I think that so many times we think we've got to go into the massive action and the hustle and do all this stuff that just feels exhausting to do. And what actually is exhausting is thinking that by adjusting the external, we are going to create the level of transformation we desire. We're going to manifest our biggest dreams. No, it's transforming the internal. It's transforming the internal. So after my meditation and my reading, then I journaled and I really went within. And I was starting to feel a little overwhelmed by like all the stuff that I thought that I had to do. And as simply as getting out a yellow legal pad and a black Sharpie marker, I went and got my thoughts organized. Like it was really there for myself. Like what's coming up for me today? What do I need to do? What spirit do I want to bring into today? What emotions do I desire to have? And I jotted my to-do list down. And this might be a little weird, but I had already done two things that were on my to-do list by the time I jotted this down, but I wrote them down just so I could cross them off. You know, that feeling when you like just feel so good when you take your black Sharpie marker and you're like, scribble it out. So that's what I did. And I looked at the to-do list and it's not that big and it's not that bad. It's not that scary. I also made sure this was my to-do list for today. There's other things that I need to do and get to and attend to, but they're not for today. They're not happening today. The podcast was number 3 on my to-do list for today, and that's what I'm having fun doing right now and being here and connecting with you. And that is what I want the message today to be. Let today be enough. Make the phone calls that you need to make today. Let today be what it's going to be. My friend Zara, my new friend here in Italy, invited us to a late lunch. We're having lunch at 2:30 today, which I'm probably just going to go till about 7. So I have the morning to get certain things done, and not everything that I need to do for my life and career and everything else is going to get done today. And that's okay. I'm choosing to not drive myself nuts trying to get all this stuff done that isn't what today is supposed to be about, even though my brain wants to tell me that I should be doing so much more. My desires are what I let lead my heart with, and my heart and my value system are around pleasure, and I will always prioritize pleasure. So I'm a Capricorn, so I got up and made my list, and I got some stuff done. I'm going to continue getting things done, and then I'm going to go have a beautiful time with friends in a beautiful environment and eat scrumptious food and enjoy my husband and this new community that I've gotten involved in. And that's going to be today. And then we're going to come back, I presume, and have an early Friday night at home in Italy. And that's that. And then tomorrow's a new day. So don't get yourself overwhelmed today. I want you to be organized, be there for yourself, get done what you need to get done. And then, actually, I just did sort of, I think it is Friday, right? It is Friday. Do something pleasurable today, whether it's staying in or going out. Like, really have something that you're looking forward to. And let that be enough for today. All right? The message is short, sweet, and simple. If you want a visual for what's going on here today, definitely pop on over to Instagram and check out the home tour. It's a really exquisite, stunning place. The renovation they did was gorgeous. I also talk about, since I recently got my real estate license, how my mind is just playing with the imagination aspects of like what else is possible. You know, I got a little bored with the coaching challenges, you know, internet marketing, funnel business model exclusively. I'm not leaving it, but I just like all that my whole life was around that was no longer acceptable to me. So I'm thrilled that I passed my real estate exam. And now it's like, wow, well, there's so many possibilities with real estate. You know, should I start renovating Airbnbs or styling or, you know, what with real estate sales? So it's really, I've been playing in the imagination, and I've also really appreciated the visual components. This person, I renovated it beautifully, but has a great sense of style in terms of decor. So definitely go check that out. And if you're craving something new in your life, please do yourself a favor and take advantage of the two last opportunities for the Divine Direction events. It's coming up in just, I think, 2 weekends, not this week, in 2 weeks from at least when I'm recording this in real time. I will be in Chicago and look so forward to warmly welcoming you and really seeing what else is possible for your life. And then about a month after that, I'll be in Miami. So get your ticket today. These are the last two events of these kind. They're small, they're intimate, so everyone gets personalized attention. We all get to know each other really, really well over the course of these couple of days. Plus there's the white party soiree. What's not to love? So go to divineliving.com/direction. Or click on the link in the show notes and get yourself a ticket today. Lots of love. Happy weekend, my darling. And until next time.